Hi, this is a Mansion Inglés podcast made for you by mansioninglés.com. You're going to listen to a true story about a woman who paid a lot of money for some tea and cookies. Before you listen, let's practice some vocabulary from the story. Listen to some words in Spanish and try to say the English translation before I do. Then, repeat the word or phrase to practice pronunciation. Encargar. To order. Chocolate sin leche. Dark chocolate. La cuenta. The bill. Receta. Recipe. Bandeja de plata. Silver tray. Cobrar. To charge. Abogado, abogada. Lawyer. Demandar a alguien o llevar a alguien al juicio. To take someone to court. Ganar un pleito o juicio. To win a case. Venganza. Revenge. Now, listen to some questions and try to answer them while you're listening. 1. What kind of cookies did the woman order? 2. How much did she pay for the recipe? 3. What did she do with the recipe at the end? An expensive afternoon tea. About 5 years ago, a 72-year-old woman decided to go and have afternoon tea at one of the most famous English hotels in Piccadilly, London. She sat by herself near a window and ordered a small pot of Earl Grey tea and some chocolate chip cookies from the polite young waiter who came to her table. The tea and cookies arrived almost immediately, and the cookies were the most delicious the woman had ever tasted. They were soft, warm, and with large pieces of excellent dark chocolate chips. When the time came for the woman to ask for the bill, she also asked the waiter if he would mind speaking to the chef and asking him to give her the recipe for the excellent cookies. She was sure her grandchildren would love to taste them. Soon, the waiter returned with the bill and the recipe on a silver tray. Imagine the look of surprise and horror on the woman's face when she saw that the bill was for £5,007.50.
"There must be some mistake," said the woman.
"No, madam," replied the waiter. "The tea and the cookies cost £7.50. And we are charging £5,000 for the cookie recipe." Shocked and very angry, the woman paid the bill. A few months later, her lawyer took the hotel to court and won the case. The woman got her £5,000 back, but she wasn't satisfied. And she wanted revenge. So, she published the recipe on the internet for all of the world to see. Did you answer the questions? Let's check. 1. What kind of cookies did the woman order? 2. How much did she pay for the recipe? £5,000. 3. What did she do with the recipe at the end? She published it on the internet. Listen and repeat the following words and sentences. To order. The waiter took my order. My order. Took my order. The waiter took my order. Excuse me, I'd like to order some lunch, please. Some lunch, please. Order some lunch, please. I'd like to order some lunch, please. Excuse me, I'd like to order some lunch, please. The bill. Can I have the bill, please? Can I have the bill, please? In British English, la cuenta is the bill. In American English, it's the check. Repeat. Excuse me, can I have the bill, please? Excuse me, can I have the check, please? The recipe. How do you spell recipe? Spell it now. Recipe. R-E-C-I-P-E. E. Recipe. Listen and repeat. You must give me the recipe. Give me the recipe. You must give me the recipe. You must give me the recipe. Can I have the recipe? Can I have? Can I have the recipe? Be careful not to confuse recipe and receipt. Receipt is what you get when you buy something in a shop. In Spanish, recibo. Can you spell receipt? Spell it now. Receipt. R-E-C-E-I-P-T. Receipt. The letter P is silent. So, what's recibo in English? Receipt. What's receta in English? Recipe. To charge. Listen and repeat. How much did they charge you? Charge you. They charge you. Did they charge you? How much did they charge you? How much did they charge you? It's free of charge. Es gratis. It's free of charge. A charge card in the USA is a credit card. You may hear cash or charge. Cash or charge, madam? Cash or charge, sir? This means, would you like to pay with cash or credit card? Lawyer. The general term for abogado or abogada in English is lawyer. The pronunciation is or. Lawyer, not I, liar. There's not usually a connection between lawyer and liar, so be careful of your pronunciation. In American English, you may hear attorney or counselor, depending on which American state you're in. The words counselor and attorney both mean lawyer. Revenge. The verb that usually goes with revenge is to take. Listen and repeat. To take revenge. I'm going to take my revenge. I'm going to take my revenge. She took her revenge on him. She took her revenge on him. Revenge is a dish best served cold. That was a Mansión Inglés podcast from mansionengles.com. Music was by Alexander Blue, the album May, the track Concert. Also, Serenata Chamber Musicians, June the 30th, 2007, by Art Somerville, playing Mozart Sonata in C major. Also, Anthony Radjikov, Waves Trying to Catch a Marvel.